Dear Bella, I watched you walk away today. You went through security without looking back. I wanted to bust something. I wanted a drink. I wanted you. You went away because I'm an asshole. I know you say that isn't it, but if that wasn't at least partially true, you'd still be here, or I'd be there with you. We wouldn't be a country apart. The reality is I can't keep anything good in my life for long. I almost bought a ticket and followed you through security. When I got to the ticket counter, your beautiful face flashed through my mind. It wasn't your adoring face that I saw. It was your pissed one. Because I knew that if I followed you now, it would only look like I was trying to possess you again. As if I didn't trust you to love me and go. As if I didn't trust you to eventually come home. I realized the truth standing there. I don't trust you'll come back. Because there's still a messed up part of me that is too used to being tossed away. It's a piece of me that I thought I'd thrown out like the garbage it was a long time ago. But I should know better than anyone how garbage can come back to life. Don't I weld fragmented pieces together every day? And this garbage, this jagged, bitter piece inside me, needs to be mended together so when you come back, as you say you will, you'll find someone soldered together with gold instead of cheap-ass glue, so that you can have someone who deserves you. I can't let you go completely, though, Bella. So instead of crossing the line you told me not to cross by flying across this godforsaken country or beating your family into a pulp trying to get your new number, I'm just going to write to you. I don't know if you'll even read the letters. And if you do, I can't promise they'll be pretty. But hopefully my words will be good enough for you to understand something important, to understand that where I belong is next to you, and where you belong is next to me, and that's all that matters. None of the other things that you worry about are important. Just us. Bon Jovi isn't someone that you'd expect me to listen to, but his words sometimes feel like the story of our life. So today, I'll use his words to convey to you what I mean. I will love you forever and always. When you think of our memories, both the loving ones you cherish as well as the ones that made you want to say goodbye, I hope you'll be able to forgive me for making the mistakes I've made as the man I am becomes the man you deserve. I'll just leave you with one more thought. It's something I wrote when I was a screwed-up kid with a screwed-up life. Because it's that dumbass kid who's making it difficult to just let you walk out without a fight, without fighting to keep that wish that finally came true from disappearing altogether. I ache. I can't cry. I hurt. I can't let go. I wish. I can't obtain. Seth Carman.